whether or not you believe in dark energy, the dark side, dark forces, whatever, you know, negativity, whatever you want to call it. And I just finished testing this yet again before the show started. When basically we all have all energy, even energy out of embodiment, okay, has this fear and expectation of being attacked and not supported. So the highest thing that we can focus on right now, and this is what I'm asking you to think about, dream about, fantasize about, imagine about, is I am supported and acknowledged. Now, of course, we mean in the highest positive way through divine love. I am supported and acknowledged, and I am safe and secure to be supported and acknowledged. Okay, I send that thought along with the feeling of joy and excitement and awesomeness. I'm supported and acknowledged. Woohoo! I send that out to the ionosphere and beyond. Allow it to bounce back to me as the reality of my life. The creation begins with the thought and the feeling that you match to it, and your focus that you hold on it. And you stay there. That's it. That's all I want you to do. I'm supported and acknowledged. Woohoo! I send it out. My light amplifies that thought and the light of that thought and lowers it into manifestation with my focus and my feeling. Okay? I just want you to do that, guys. Just hold on to that, and let's watch our worlds. And, of course, the world starts with the world within us change. Okay? It's interesting. As most of you know, I work with a pendulum, and my pendulum has started doing some pretty interesting things in the last 2 weeks. And I didn't really understand what was going on, but I would ask a question and it would go to no, and then it would go to yes. Or I would ask a question and it would go to no, and I'd hear ask it again, and then it would go to yes. So I'm manipulating the pendulum? No. I'm manipulating the pendulum because my perspective can be anything I choose. So if you're working with anything, and scientists will back this up, you know, you can have effect over any kind of experiment that you want to do. If your intention is leading it and wanting a certain answer, you can create even the most scientific experiment to be swayed your way. We want the highest truth. That's what you want. You don't ever want what you want. You want the highest truth. And the enigma of that is that the highest truth for you is what you think it is. Aha! So you have to be clear about what you want. Clear about what you want. Feel great about what you want. Ask God, the angels, the guides, anybody and everything out there to support you in the manifestation of what you are thinking about, how you are feeling about it, and the focus you are holding on it. Ask and you'll receive from yourself, from the universe, from the one energy. Okay, we're going to the callers because you are going to bring in much more around this subject. So